here's another thing of interest that I find quite interesting. I don't know if you've heard the story that's going on up in Mallow that they're actually stealing this man's property.
Now, the former police chief?
No, he's the fire chief.
The former fire chief.
Now, this is what I'm having a real problem with. Number one, it was originally number one, obviously, it's theft, but the man had a $6,000 property tax bill. But then by the time they put 18% on, which is usury, and I understand according to the laws of the state of New Hampshire, anything over the prime rate plus two, and a little more than that, happens to be it's usury. 18% is usury, which is against the law. It's a sin. Now what has happened, now you add that up, it brings it up to $11,000. But now they found this law where they can add another 15% of the man's appraised value of his property, which is $120,000. So now it's up to $30,000. And this man, volunteer fire chief, I don't care if he was a volunteer fire chief, I don't care who he is. He doesn't, an elderly person, tough to find a job. I've talked with a man, he said, hey, it's partially my fault, but I can't work. I said, sir, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And I applaud the people in Mallow because I understand half of them now up there have not paid their last year's property taxes.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're getting sick of it, too. I've talked with a young man up there who's heading up a group up there, and then he's aligned with my group down here to see if there's any, you know, we can get a fundraiser, get something going. Of course, I mean, I just found out about this about 3 weeks ago. I've been going on for 3 years, but nevertheless, he said, hey, it could happen to anybody, and he's right. What happened? I mean, that's out now. Theft steal for $6,000, even an average interest rate. What is it today? What do you put your money in a bank today? You're lucky if you get 2%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why 18? So now it's up to 30-something thousand? So they're going to steal this poor man. They put him out on the street. They went in there with a sheriff to lock him out of his own home. So now the government's now being part of the homeless problem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's some background to the story or not, because
I really don't know
about it. But
well, of course, the government up there, of course, they're saying they gave many options. What do you expect them to say now that they've been called out on the carpet?
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is the original bill was $6,000. I could understand. I had one guy come up to me, and he says, I'll give the man $6,000. I'll lend it so they keep him from stealing. And this guy was dead serious. I know him, fabulous guy. But I said, unfortunately, it's not six now. It's 30.
Mm. And I don't know if government has the right to forgive taxes if you pay the original amount. I don't know.
For discretion, I know at the state level, in the legislature said that interest shall be imposed at such and such a rate.
Okay.
So the key word is shall. Which doesn't mean it's...
It doesn't say it may be imposed.
Right.
It says it shall be.
Right.
Okay, so
yeah.
That's...
And I don't know how the local laws read.
Right.
What authority the legislature has granted to the municipalities in that regard.
Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, it's Ian with FreeKing.com. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, just super. Wanted to check back. I heard Sam's call last week where he was calling in about the camera that the Keene police stole from him. And then once the trial was over, they decided they didn't want to give it back. And in addition, they also broke it while they had it in their possession. And now apparently they're trying to have it destroyed, at least it's my understanding, from the call. And you said you were going to talk to Police Chief Ken Miola about that. I was wondering how that went for you.
I was going to do that. You know what the problem with having a Saturday show? I think about it all day Sunday, the questions that people ask, and then Monday... it's gone, but I promise you I will. In fact, I even had a conversation with him, and I didn't even think about it, but I will bring it up to him this week. I promise. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just...
While I'm on the line here, there was also another lady that called a few weeks ago, and she kept referring to liberty activists as my gang, and I found that a little bit disturbing, the idea that... And I don't know if she was suggesting that, you know, that there is really a gang or that that I have some control over the liberty-minded people in this area. But It's just not the case. This is a movement that is decentralized. There is no central authority. There's nobody who's in charge. And there's no board of directors. There's no, you know, elected people that are giving out orders. So there is no gang. And, of course, gang connotates violence. Most of the people in that I know are very peaceful folks. They are interested in increasing the amount of peace in this world, and so it's just one of the most inappropriate descriptions I think I've ever heard. I just wanted to comment on that.
Yeah, I think the word gang has taken on a negative connotation over the years, and now when you hear about a gang, you picture, you know, heavily tattooed hoodlums standing on a street corner.
Thugs.
When I was a kid, we called our neighbor, I mean, everyone in our neighborhood, we just referred to ourselves as a gang. It was a gang, but just a
That's
bunch
true.
Of kids that hung out together.
Yep,
and, you know,
true.
And we just said, oh, the gang, you know, the gang's coming over.
I belong to
sure,
a gang.
Sure.
Right. And so I
yeah,
think
I've
that,
definitely heard it used in that connotation, but the way she was using it was definitely in a negative
right.
Fashion. So, anyway, just wanted to clear
well,
that
she calls
up.
In again and calls you a gang, we'll correct
myself.
Her. Okay. Thank
Thanks,
you
guys.
For calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is the person that you wanted to talk to about using the word gang.
Hi. Hi.
How do you do?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Tell
now,
me about your gang.
Well, here's my thing. Well, my gang actually is citizens that I talk to that are not happy with the movement of the Free Staters who want to come into this area and change the life of Keene as we know it. Mr. Ian uses his resources. Now, he has a radio show on your radio station tonight. He also uses the internet to try to encourage 20,000 people to come into New Hampshire, and in it, he promotes anarchy. Now, what I like is the fact, well, what I was not happy with was the fact that you said you would talk to me about the word gang, and I know you were just, you know, being polite to Ian, but Ian got to use the word stole when he was talking about the police. Now, to me, when a citizen calls up and uses those kind of words, he uses words like, oh, they stole, they're thugs, they're bullies, they use force, they want to hurt people. And he talks also about the city council that way. I think maybe it behooves you to maybe stop them from using those words, because by letting him use those words, it sounds like you agree with him that the police stole the camera. As opposed to, they probably confiscated it as part of a, as part of the whatever they had to do as evidence.
You know,
that would be my thing. Is maybe you could be a little bit more careful when Ian is on to listen to the words he uses, and to be maybe offended by some of them, and to ask him to tone down his rhetoric.
Okay. Hold on, just 1 second.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I agree with your observations. I think they're very good. However, the nature of the format of this program seems to be talk back. And so it's an opportunity for those that call in to express their opinions. And true, you know, you are pointing out sort of an irony or a double standard that seems to be applying here.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we try to, we don't take exception or try to argue with the caller, but yet we might pose questions to probe a little more and whatnot.
I get really upset when they talk about putting people in cages when they really mean they're putting them in cells.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You might be able to. I mean, I've heard one of the councilmen who's on with you does a wonderful job of stopping them and saying, I don't accept the premise of your statement. And this way, yes, I know people can call up and give their opinion, but when the opinion is to promote anarchy, when the opinion is to make the police in this town seem like they're thugs, that they steal, that they're out there to use their power to hurt people, I think that somebody has to stand up for them, and I would think that would be, you know, the host of the program.
Well, or other callers.
Right.
Or other callers. But here's the thing, though. You know, Cynthia said, oh, yes, well, if that lady calls in, I'll talk to her about using the word gang. Well, I say you should talk to Ian about using the word, you know, steal and thug and bully and hurt.
What I really meant to say was that I would ask in what context you were using it, and then I went on to say that, you know, to me, a gang is just a bunch of friends that hang out together.
listen, next time I'll use the word movement, or I'll use the word group.
Okay.
But honestly, you know, I just think that I would like to hear more people in this community call up and talk about how they feel about this movement of 20,000 people trying to be encouraged to come into New Hampshire and Keene to change the quality of life that we all love.
Right.
So that would be my thing.
All right. That's well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now. That's a very good point.
It is.
That, I mean, you know, can we do anything about the Free Staters? No, I mean, I don't think I can do anything about them personally to you know, say don't come here, but that's not going to stop them from coming. But
I truly don't know how big of an organization it is, but it does seem to have some structure to it, in the sense that there was this project identified as the Free State
right.
Movement or project, and it comes from both externally. From the state, there are participants in that program that are advocating it, and there's also certainly those within the state, and they do have an annual convention of sorts, or
the
Porcupine
Pork Fest or something.
Pork Fest, where like-minded folks get together, and many of them are the Free Staters, obviously. So.
And somebody, I guess, has to take up to start that and to plan it. So there has to be some kind of a hierarchy that is doing. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. This is Bill Chaby calling in. This is about Ian, of course. You know, I just want to say, in my opinion, that he is so hypocritical, because he says, and he called a couple of weeks ago, and he said that his show preaches nothing but love, understanding, and peace. But if you listen to his show, if somebody calls in and this disagrees with whatever he says, in fact, it happened a couple weeks ago after he had said that to you, they actually started calling him an idiot, started getting, you know, I mean, disagreeing with whatever he was saying. But they actually called him an idiot. I don't think that's peace and love and understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's just my opinion about. And he's, you know, he'll call in and woe is me, and I'm a peaceful person. But as soon as you disagree with him, forget about it.
Now, did he let them continue what they were saying?
They did, and in fact, the guy who called in kind of crossed over to their side. And by the end of the phone call, he was a libertarian or a free state or whatever you want to call him.
Okay.
But going into it, because he did not understand what their point was. And when he disagreed with what Ian and his co-host there were saying, they called him an idiot and, you know, just went down on him, you know. And it was just very inappropriate and hypocritical of what he said to you.
Okay, I think I misunderstood what you were saying. Are you saying that Ian called him an idiot?
Ian called the caller.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the caller was referring to Ian. I'm sorry.
And by the end of the call, the caller was reformed, born-again Free Stater.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah,
and it made me feel sad for the caller and for Ian, because he's just a hypocrite and a liar. You know?
Well,
and that's my...
He certainly has his own opinions. I will say that. But.
Well, it's not, you know, you practice what you preach. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thank you very
much.
Bill. Bye-bye. 357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Yeah. Well, I obviously have to respond to some of these accusations here.
Why did I know you would?
Yeah, Bill, if you want to go ahead and find that clip for me, my archives are up on my website at freetalklive.com, because I don't recall that happening. I do recall a caller calling, saying something that we were saying was idiotic recently on the show, but I don't recall myself or Mark calling a caller an idiot. But I could be wrong. You know, people do get emotional. That does happen. So I'd love to have Bill go to freetalklive.com, find the show that he was listening to, find the time code of when that happened, and go ahead and email that over to me at ian@freetalklive.com so I can take a listen to it, review it, and actually verify if what he's saying is true or not, because to me, it sounds like he's putting words in my mouth. But if it did, you know, if that did happen, I'll certainly apologize for it, and that would be inappropriate to call somebody an idiot.
Okay.
So, besides that, the lady that called earlier saying that I promote anarchy, again, putting words in my mouth, I'm not an anarchist. The term anarchist suggests that there's a lack of rules. And I fully believe that that there needs to be rules on, for instance, private property. I may ask you to take your shoes off when you come into my house. That's a rule that that is not anarchy. I'm somebody who believes in consensual activity between adults, or consensual activity between anybody that's consenting. And I'd like to see the society move in a direction that that you know is focused on that, rather than forcing people to do things against their will or forcing people to not do things that they would like to do. Also, let's talk about definitions here. She takes offense to the term cage, and even you, Cynthia, take offense to that term.
I do.
The definition right out of the dictionary, at dictionary.com, is definition two, anything that confines or imprisons, a prison. So it's absolutely an appropriate term. We're just talking about semantics here. The word steal is to take property of another or others without permission or right, especially secretly or by force. Now, you might be able to point out that Sam's camera wasn't stolen because it was held for evidence at the trial, but the trial happened back at in September. The trial is over, and they still have the camera. So if they haven't given it back yet, what do you call that?
Hey, Ian, do you know, has anybody else from the press tried to bring in a camera into the
Yes, Jay Ridley, and he was arrested as well.
Right.
Okay. Do you know anybody from, say, the more known news outlets doing that and having that situation?
What we consider regular outlets, meaning newspaper,
WMUR,
radio wouldn't care about it, TV.
Right.
In this town, specifically, no. There have been instances across the country of members of the mainstream press being arrested and having their cameras stolen
sure.
from them by police.
Right.
Okay, there's a little more. I'm taking more notes here. Let's see. Oh, you mentioned the organization of the Free State Project.
Yeah.
The Free State Project does have a board of directors, and they are not elected. They just kind of pick themselves. I'm not exactly sure how they do that. But what their purpose is to simply administer the Free State Project website, and as you were discussing, set up the once or twice a year conventions that they have. So the Free State Project board only exists to promote the concept, the idea of the Free State Project. They don't have any kind of say or sway or control, or nor do they even make suggestions to the Free State Project participants as to what they should do once they get here. So their only purpose is to encourage people to join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire in search of being an activist for freedom. They don't actually have any say on the actual activism that goes on. Does that make sense?
Yes. And yes. One quick question, and then we have to go to break. But
sure.
Varen Swearingen at one point was the president of the Free State organization.
He still is.
Was that an elected position, or did he just declare that he was president?
A long time ago when they did elections for the board, but at this time they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
So they just kind of, I guess, internally pick their own board members. And so I'm not sure how all of the mechanics inside the organization work, but Varen still is the president, so I'm sure he'd be able to really give you the best answers there.
Okay. Great.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, Bill, go ahead. Email me that that info, your allegations, to verify your allegations, because it sounds like poppycock to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam Dotson from FreeKeen.com.
Hi.
Hey, so I heard all of the discussion about the language that we use and the camera discussion, and I'd like to kind of comment on that and give you a couple examples. And, Cynthia, I apologize for getting a little upset last week. I'm not sure if you guys realize the absurdity of some of the things that are said in response to what the city of Keene is doing. I mean, if you look at the camera example, I walked through and talked about how they took the camera, they destroyed it, and now they're not trying to, or they broke it, and now they're not trying to give it back and destroy it. And the suggestion was from one of the other city councilors is that, well, you shouldn't have been recording. And this is a $7,000 professional camera. It's one of the tools of my business that these guys have stolen from me. And that's like saying that, well, you know, if somebody was speeding in their car and the cops pulled them over, they arrest them and drag them off to a cage, which is what it is. And then they go out one night on a drinking bender and go joyriding in the person's car, wreck it, and then rather than pay back the person that was speeding, they try and destroy the car and get rid of the evidence. And then the excuse would be from you guys is, well, shouldn't have been speeding. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think holding a camera in a room and capturing photons that reflect off of people's bodies is something that warrants destroying and stealing $7,000 in property. Do you?
Well, I'm not even going to express an opinion here because I don't know the whole story, and I do apologize for not contacting Chief Miola. I really intended to do that, and I just, you know, I thought of it all day Sunday when you can't reach him. I am going to send him an email when I get home and just ask him to call me because Monday's a holiday. Surely by Tuesday I won't remember. So
okay.
I'm going to send him an email.
Well, the homeless thing is another example of I look at what the city's doing, and I mean, to me, from my perspective, this is what the mafia would do. I mean, if I understand it correctly, John went over there, and, you know, if he was a gangster, he'd go over and say, hey, Tim, we got some trash on your property that we don't like, and you need to get rid of it, and we're running the juice right now. You owe us $300, over $300 a day since December 10th, and, you know, good news, though, we haven't filed the paperwork to, you know, make it official and stuff. And if you go ahead and get rid of the unwanted element, which these are people that have, in some cases, worked in this community for 30 years, but now that they're not contributing to taxes and so forth, even though they helped build the city wants to get rid of them. So it amazes me that people want government to take care of their health care. You want to know how they're going to take care of you. This is a perfect example. And, you know, he's... just one more little thing.
Okay.
He's then also saying that, hey, you know, we could make this all go away. I don't have to file the paperwork and make it official if you'll just do what we want. I mean, this is holding up one of the people who's stepping out of line, and, you know, one of the slaves is standing up and saying no and just beating them severely in public so that nobody else gets the idea that they actually own their land and they would be free to let anybody stay on their land that they want.
Well, I think... Let me think. How do I want to put this? Because I what you're saying when you're saying it, you know, you can understand a little bit what you're getting at. But the city is a city of laws, and the laws have been in place longer than I've been here, longer than you've been here, longer than probably a lot of people have been here. And as long as there are laws, they must be followed. That's just one of the rules.
Okay, let me respond to that by saying that, number one, the laws are added. I mean, there were 40,000 new laws added last year alone, federal, state, you know, municipalities. And the laws change from year to year. And really, then what you're talking about is the only difference between the mafia and the government is that the government writes the threats down on paper, calls them laws, and then they loosely follow them, which is evidenced by, you know, John not filing the
paperwork. They're voted on by representatives, in the city's case, they're voted on by representatives of the people, representatives elected by the citizens in Keene to do just what they're doing.
A minority, so you've got 20, 30,000 people in town, 10,000 registered voters, and only 10% of the registered voters show up.
You're absolutely right.
And I'm willing to bet that more than half of those work for the bureaucracy that they're trying to protect.
Well, I mean, I don't know about
that.
Well,
that's a civics lesson, you know,
exactly.
To get involved in the voting process.
I mean, do I wish every registered voter would vote? Oh, yeah.
And I say, if I think the military going around killing people around the world is wrong, I wouldn't try and stop that by joining the military. I don't want to get involved. I just want to be left alone.
Well,
but it's the state that keeps aggressing against people and taking that choice away from them and saying, no, no, we know better. We know what's best for you. You're going to follow our rules. And if you don't like it, we've got a cage waiting for you.
Well, I agree with you up to a point. But I think that the rules are there, the laws are there, and they must be followed equitably. They must be the same for everyone. I mean, I can't go over and build a place... You know, my neighbors build a shack on my neighbor's lawn, and I mean they're gone for the winter, so they won't know if it's there or not. So I could probably build it there, but I can't do that, and I don't think it's right for other people to be there without express permission. And they didn't have express permission from Tim Robertson, and when he finally was asked to either give or deny express permission, he chose to deny it, which is his right.
Well, but he was forced to come to that decision by the government, who is attacking him for having these people there that he's, I would say, is indifferent to, because he hasn't gone. He's never talked to him. He hasn't told him to leave. He hasn't said that he wants them gone. He's actually said, you know, hey, they got nowhere to go. What else do you want me to do with them?
Right. But I think that if you don't say to Tim, if you build or if somebody builds something on your property and adds to its value, you have to pay taxes. You have to have it built according to what the city deems as a safe way to build it. Then you're going to have people going crazy. If they don't, if one person doesn't have to follow the rules, then nobody has to follow them.
Sure.
Well, but I don't think that people would want to live in a house that's unsafe, that's going to collapse on them or kill them. I mean, some people out of necessity may need to take that risk, and I wouldn't want to deny those people shelter. I wouldn't want to send those people out into the cold because I've written some standards down on paper, and by God, they better follow them.
Well, the one thing about the people that were out behind Hannaford's, out behind the West Street Shopping Center, was it was my understanding, and I actually had a conversation with them, that they would not go to a shelter. They would not live with their friends or their relatives.
Because they didn't like the rules, the
regulations. They didn't like the rules. And they wanted to do, you know, what they wanted to do. But unfortunately, everybody can't do what they want to do in this society. It just doesn't work. It would be nice if it did, but it doesn't.
Okay. Well, that's where I disagree with you, but I thank you for the discussion.
Well, friends can disagree. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.